It's time for the WaterWise Tip of the Week. I've got Dan Denning here. He's the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. And this week, we're talking about you being in control.
That's right.
I love these titles.
Yeah.
You're in control is the title this week. Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. Dantastic. You are doing Dantastic today.
I'm doing a damn good job at this.
Yes, you really are. Let's talk about you're in control.
Yeah. So, you know, weather's warming up. Trees are flowering. We're getting excited about getting outdoors, or maybe we're just excited about getting winter behind us. I know I am, right?
Sure.
And so we've been doing this a while, talking about these tips and, you know, the impacts we see in summer due to water use. And so I just thought it might be important to kind of elaborate on that a little bit and talk about how our water system works and how those impacts and how we individually affect those impacts and what we can do about it. So, you know, during those summer spikes, you know, our water system is taking water from two water sources, from our surface water up in the Cascades and our groundwater through our water wells to kind of supplement that so we can meet demands. As water use happens, we're taking that water and we're refilling reservoirs, right? So we're temporarily storing all this water in reservoirs so that basically it's on demand when you turn on that faucet. We Sure. have a volume of water ready to go into the distribution system and into your homes or landscapes. And so, you know, what we're worried about operationally is as these demands happen, if it happens too frequently or too large a volume or too extreme a demand, we can have trouble refilling those reservoirs, right? And so a crucial point of that is like we're maintaining fire flow in there. So at some point, we always have to have a certain amount of water in that reservoir to fight a fire, whether sure. it's your home or a business or something.
Because
so
that's what Southern California ran into is they didn't have water available.
Yeah,
right? for the big fire last
for the
year.
Size of the fire, right? And so an important piece to mention is like our system isn't developed to handle like a forest fire. Right. There's no way we could take care of that.
So we're just talking city.
We're talking about, yeah, just structures. Your home, my home, the community's homes. That's what systems are built around. Back to the demand. So if for whatever reason we can't fill a reservoir at the end of the day and we're going into a deficit the next day, that's really concerning for us. If that happens multiple days in a row, we go into what we call a curtailment plan. Right. And so that's where we have like kind of mandatory restrictions because we need time to recoup. We talked about like water use code, the watering days and hours that we have here. And, you know, those just aren't arbitrary rules. And this is the operational reason we have those is so that we can spread out demands across the system and be able to refill those reservoirs at the end of every night and have water ready for the next morning
sure.
or for people's irrigation systems as they run throughout the night. So if you don't know about our water use code, we have even odd day waterings based on your address. We have no watering between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., right? Because a lot of evaporation and winds happening. And we have water code about not putting water in the street, fixing leaks, etc. You can see all that on our website at waterwisetips.org. But this is, I think, an important piece for people to understand why we have some of those rules and what they can do about it.
Okay, more at the website.
Yep, waterwisetips.org.